But Jesus here says, my sheep hear my voice, they are mine, and they obey me. So now it comes back to us today, because if we don't understand basic scriptural truths, if we aren't reading and listening to God's word for direction, if we're confused with many voices in our heads and in our hearts, we fall into the same category because we may just not be his sheep either. Because listen, we are told exactly who Christ's sheep are. If you have a pen, write these down. Number one, his sheep hear his voice. Number two, his sheep know him. Number three, his sheep listen and obey him. That's a true indicator of spiritual sheep. So that's the true definition of a Christian. If someone asks you this week to describe a Christian, a child of God, that's what you can say to them. The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonian church of his day, test yourself to see if you truly are in the faith or not. And John is saying with this information the same thing. Are you really one of Christ's sheep or not? Judge yourself on the basic criteria of this passage. Because if God's word isn't important to you, if preaching, going to church, praying, Christian fellowship and ministry isn't a priority, then God's ownership of you isn't identifiable either. So the logical question is, whose sheep are you? Galatians 5:7 says, you were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? I love that. It's like the Apostle Paul got up there and said, whoa. We had it right once. We had it right. What happened? So Jesus said to them again, because obviously they weren't listening or getting it. So again he says to them, truly, truly, and truly, truly is a statement of emphasis. And that's a second time he said this emphatic phrase in just a few little sentences. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I'm emphatic, I'm truthful, I'm trustworthy. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Well, back to chapter 14 where Jesus clearly states, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That word except is the key throughout the entire gospel. John does an incredible job, inspired by the Holy Spirit, of course, to show his readers the difference between truth and lies. So think about it. If there was such a need to expose false shepherds back then, how much more today?